You're listening to a podcast from the Media Motel.
Coming up this week in episode 288, a parish council special. Terence Dackham plays 20 of his favourite cover versions, so make sure you're sitting up straight. And getting us underway, here's Paul Weller.
Wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow where you be. And I'm wishing on all the rainbows that I see. I'm wishing on all the people who've ever been. Wishing on tomorrow, when will it come? Wishing on all the loving we've ever done. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I never thought I'd see a time when you would be so far away. So far away from me. Just think of all the moments that we spent. Just can't let you go from me. You were meant. I didn't mean to hurt you. And I know that in the game of loving you, I was so. I feel it's time for us to make up. Baby, I feel it's time for us to get back together. Make the best of things, oh baby, when we're together. Oh, whether or never, I feel it's time for us to make up. Baby, I feel it's time for us to get back together. Make the best of things, oh baby, when. Wishing on a dream to follow where you've been. Say, I'm wishing on a star
From his tremendous album of cover versions, Studio 150, Paul Weller, with an absolutely wonderful version of the Rose Royce hit single, Wishing on a Star. And that Paul Weller album, Studio 150 from 2004, it's well worth exploring if you're not familiar with it. 12 great songs performed with real passion and enthusiasm and an absolutely cracking lineup of musicians throughout. Oh, welcome to the podcast from the Parish Council. It's episode 288. I'm Terence Stackham, and it's me going solo this week as the regular podcast continues on a break over Christmas and New Year. So for this special, I thought I'd find 20 of my favourite cover versions of all time. I hope you'll enjoy hearing them. Here's the second of those 20 from David Bowie.
City. spoke into his eyes, I thought you died alone, a long, long time ago. Oh no, not me, we never lost control. The face to face of the man who sold.
Now, I'm recording this on the 30th of December 2016. Had to just check the calendar there. 30th of December 2016. It's been a strange year, a terrible one, really, in terms of the number of high-profile musicians who've died during the year. And that list includes, of course, David Bowie, who died on the 8th of January this year. And we heard there, It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City, David Bowie covering Bruce Springsteen. And although in a way it seems unlikely, he does a really fantastic job, I think. It was an outtake from 1975's Station to Station album, and it eventually appeared on a box set in 1989 called Sound and Vision. I've got it here now, actually. It's a really interesting compilation with all sorts of rarities and alternative mixes. And it's on Spotify if you want to explore further. It's called Sound and Vision Compilation Box Set. Then we heard Nirvana from their MTV Unplugged session and their interpretation of David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. And I was looking up earlier today in interviews. David Bowie said that he really liked Kurt Cobain's version, but also jokingly said he got fed up when he performed The Man Who Sold the World himself at his own gigs, and people would come up to him afterwards and say, oh, it's really cool, you're doing a Nirvana song. So this is a podcast from the Rocking Vicar. We call it the Parish Council. Perhaps a little less like a podcast this week and more like a radio show, I suppose. 20 cover versions. Here's number 4, a Smokey Robinson song covered by Japan.
Maybe you want to give me kisses.
First, we heard David Sylvian's distinctive vocals covering Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I second that emotion. And then, perhaps even more unlikely, that was Kate Bush and her version of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. That was the B-side to the King of the Mountain single in 2005. I feel there are two, I suppose, successful approaches to cover versions. The thing is not to be scared and get kind of caught in a kind of middle position, leading to, you sometimes hear these bland, pointless covers, sort of elevator music. I think you have to be bold if you're going to do a cover. Either have the confidence in yourself as a performer and don't mess with the original, let your voice or band have a straightforward run at it, or do the opposite and change the arrangement or the style or the production and experiment with it. And on that note, I'd say it was the latter approach taken by Talking Heads.
I don't know why.
two cover versions there that take the original, then take it apart and put it together again, creating something really different and innovative. Al Green's Take Me to the River, covered by Talking Heads, rather splendidly produced by Brian Eno back in 1978 and released as a single. It made number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. And then a track I first heard on John Peel's Radio 1 show in 1977. And I was so entranced by it that the next morning I jumped on a train and I bought it as a single, as an import, at Virgin Records at Marble Arch. And certainly that Devo version of the Stones' Satisfaction is such a brilliant rework. It's almost unrecognisable against the original. So, yes, well, my name is Terence Dackham, and this is the podcast from the Parish Council. Remarkably, we've made it to episode 288, which must mean we've been running for about 6 years now. And, sometimes people ask me why we don't promote it more and advertise about it and why we're not sort of shouting on TV and advertising or whatever. But I feel it's perfectly fine. I think it's great if people just find us and listen and then listen again to new editions if they like what they hear. And I'm kind of past the point now of trying to further a career or seek stardom. So I rather like that we're just here. Come along, be a part of it if you like it. No promotion, no campaigning. We're just here. Kaboom. Here's a great couple of tracks, starting off with The Clash.
Are you listening, mobsters? Rock the castle, rock the castle. شويه وخدوا الطيارات وطرقوا البومبات على الناس المجرمين نكروا كلام السلطات طلعوا في الطيارات وفي العيد سمعوا
almost halfway in our cover version odyssey, and I'm playing 20 of my favourite cover versions of all time, and that was a really red hot duo of tracks. I think I've probably only mentioned this 100 times before, but in a peculiar twist of fate, I was actually present in some god awful bleak garage in Pimlico when back when was it, the summer of 79. The Clash were rehearsing that track before heading into Wessex Studios in Highbury to record the London Calling album. And from that album, we heard the Clash's cover of Danny Ray's Revolution Rock. And then after that, the Algerian musician Rashid Tahar and Rock the Casbah. And that English version taken from the soundtrack to the movie Joe Strummer, The Future is Unwritten. Now next, somewhat... Yeah, in contrast, I suppose, we've one of my favourite voices in the history of pop music. And it's only been since her terribly premature death at only 32 years old that there's been a sort of revisionism about the amazing Karen Carpenter. She was a brilliant drummer. In fact, she considered herself a drummer who sang. But at the time of their peak success in the 1970s, the Carpenters are considered just about the most uncool pop artists, lumped in kind of in the naff section with the Osmonds and other safe middle of the road popsters. And I suppose it's fair to say the Carpenters' music did suffer from terrible, stultifying orchestral arrangements, which often served, I think, to draw attention away from Karen Carpenter's remarkable voice. Now, this is a strange track from the latter part of the Carpenter's career. The album Passage was from a period when their appeal was waning. Richard Carpenter was trying to find a new direction for them, kind of away from the sugary pop arrangements. And so anyway, they turned to this cover of a song from the rather obscure Canadian prog rock band Klaatu, and turned it into a triumph, really. I mean, it's spooky, it's innovative, and really showing Karen Carpenter's voice at its best. It's the Carpenters and Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft.
In your mind you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Planetary craft.
Our contact with you and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate together. That's the way to send the message. We declare world contact day.
The Tramps, Hold Back the Night, covered by a bloke who I first met in the early 1970s when he was a petrol pump attendant just up the road from us in Surrey. In fact, it was Graham Parker who first showed me and JC from the Members some rudimentary chords on some old acoustic guitars, and there he is from 5 years later, a fully fledged pop star as Graham Parker in The Rumour, and a track that made number 24 in the UK, number 58 in America, Hold Back the Night. I've never been sure. I don't know if Graham Parker suffered by some sections of the music press kind of referring to him. He was as this British Bruce Springsteen back in the late 1970s, but somehow his career never really took off as maybe it should have done. Great songwriter, fantastic singer, fiery arrangements on those songs from that era, but no real lasting chart success. And before Graham Parker, we heard that rather strange but also quite magnificent track from the latter days of the Carpenters, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Now, there have been thousands and thousands of covers of Beatles songs over the years. Some disastrous, some a bit meh, some triumphant. Here's two from the triumphant category.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all those friends and lovers, there is no one compares to you. The memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. But in my life, I love you more. Affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. But in my life, I love you more.
We're gonna make it. Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
Two very different approaches to covering the Beatles. First, we heard a reflective, perhaps even a melancholy version of In My Life. And it's taken from a sort of up-and-down album, Instant Karma 2002, put together by Uncut magazine as a sort of tribute album. I'm never convinced by these tribute albums. Many times they often seem a kind of half-baked attempt by the participants to regenerate their careers by riding on the coattails of the more famous artists that they're covering. But that's not the case with the Lennon album. There's a magnificent version actually of Instant Karma itself by Paul Weller, and other great tracks by the Pretenders and also Teenage Fan Club. But I think the standout track is that beautifully sparse version of In My Life by Roddy Frame. And then in contrast, actually, we had a 19-year-old Stevie Wonder with a real blast of a cover of We Can Work It Out, for which, interestingly, Stevie was nominated for a Grammy for Best Vocal Performance, but he lost out to Lou Rawls. Well, there's a single, Stevie Wonder's We Can Work It Out, reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1970, number 27 here in the UK, one of three blistering singles taken from his Signed, Sealed, Delivered album, from the golden era, actually, when albums had 12 tracks and lasted about 30 minutes. That's what you want from pop records, I think. No noodling, straight in, boom, shake the place up a bit, get out again within the half hour. Now, we've got a handful or so of tracks to go in this special edition of the Parish Council podcast. I hope you're enjoying these cover versions. I had a long list of about 50, but I kind of figured a five-hour podcast might be just stretching your patience a bit. So I scaled the list back to 20, and of them all, this is the loopiest of the lot.
Le money, il sur le tableau. Il money, le money sur le tableau. Sir, the palace of excess leads to the palace of access.
Yeah.
ancora la marcia al suo faro. I watch the music.
From you.
another contrasting pair there. First, the wonderfully eccentric Caught in a Trap, Lost in Music, the Sister Sledge track, covered by the Fall with Marquis Smith in full I Feel So Alive Marquis Smith mode. Taken from the Fall's most successful album in terms of chart success and sales, the Infotainment Scan. It reached number 9 here in the UK in 1993. Of course, stories that Marquis Smith is difficult to work with are only rumours. It's of course entirely possible that it's everyone else and not him that has led to there being 66 members of the Fall at different times in their 35, 36 year history, and very many of them not lasting more than a few months. It's difficult to know which job gives the least job security, Swansea football manager or keyboard player in the Fall. Then we heard one of my favourite singles of all time, a huge hit in America, less so over here, originally written and recorded by Shuggie Otis. We heard the glorious sunshine-infused cover of Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson. Now, the Bee Gees, I love their work, absolutely great songwriters, but, and you know, this may be just me, I just can't get on with those falsetto vocals. I could just live without the falsetto. So it's great to hear, they're okay as a one-off on, say, Staying Alive, but every blooming track, no. So it's great to hear Bee Gees songs covered and performed by great singers singing normally. And here's two of them, starting off with Daniel Tashian and the Silver Seas.
I started a joke which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. If I'd only seen that the joke was on me, oh yes. And I looked at the skies, running my hands over my eyes, and I fell out of bed, hurting my head from things that I said. Till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me, oh no. Till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen, oh yeah, that the joke was on me. Oh no, the joke was on me.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. Stop the rain from falling down.
Those two wonderful tracks highlight the emotional depth in many Bee Gees songs, sometimes lost in their fixation with the falsetto vocals and 1970 disco mixes. First, we heard Daniel Taschen's lovely warm vocals with the Silver Seas covering a Bee Gees hit from 1968, I Started a Joke. And then Emmett Rhodes, who we're contractually obliged to call the enigmatic Emmett Rhodes. He had a whiz-bang start to his career as a teenager in the late 60s, early 70s. Tremendously good-looking young fellow who he kind of stared out wistfully at you from record covers, like David Cassidy, but with more depth. But then he had some sort of dispute, some sort of falling out with his record company, which led to his disappearance, musically at least, for almost 40 years. That track, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, was released last year as a limited edition single for one of those record store day promotions. And that led this year, Emmett Rhodes releasing his first album in 43 years. It's called Rainbow Ends. And it's on Spotify if you're interested in giving it a listen. Three more tracks to go in our journey of these 20 of the greatest cover versions of all time.
keep falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Oh, raindrops keep falling on my head, keep on falling. Cause I just done me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way you got things done. Sleeping on the job. Oh, raindrops keep falling on my head, keep on falling. Falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying is not for me, cause I ain't gonna stop the rain by complaining.
First of all, we heard The Boys Are Back in Town, a bonus track from the compilation album The Happy Mondays Greatest Hits, rather wonderfully noisy update of the Thin Lizzy hit from 1976. And then one of my favourite singers from one of my favourite bands of the last 30 years, James Dean Bradfield and the Manic Street Preachers, with a track from a 1995 charity album, an absolutely life-affirming version of the Hal David Burt Bacharach classic Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Well, thanks for being with me for this couple of hours or so. It's been great playing you some of my favourite cover versions. Now, because podcasts aren't particularly time-bound, unlike radio, we know that you may be listening at just about any time. We have some listeners who listen to these podcasts on the day they're published. That's great. And then there's just as many, a majority, I think, in fact, who listen any time, maybe weeks, months, even years after a podcast is recorded. Now, I'm recording this on 30th of December 2016, and as I said right at the beginning, we've lost a lot of high-profile musicians this year, none more so than George Michael, who died just a few days before I'm recording this. I loved Wham, and particularly George Michael's solo work. He was a hugely underrated writer, musician, producer, and especially singer. So I'm going to say thanks again for listening. I'm going to leave you with George Michael at his most vibrant, joyous and confident best. Topping the bill at Rock in Rio in 1991, this is his dynamic cover of Gladys Knight's Baby Don't Change Your Mind.
Around when it starts to go through. You have been listening to a DACA Media production.